I have a question for you, Ryan. Do you like your soldiers most, or which is your favourite toy?
Soldier.
Soldiers. I thought so. Does that mean that there is most attachment to soldiers, most liking of soldiers?
Yeah.
I think so, yes. And liking is good or bad?
Good.
It seems good because it seems very pleasant. But actually, if you don't have the soldiers afterwards, then maybe you will be sad. Is that right?
Yeah.
So what one likes most can lead to what is most sad when someone takes it away. Like if your mummy takes away the soldiers, then maybe you will cry.
Yeah.
So the more liking, the more sadness when you lose it. Is that right?
I don't know.
Okay, if I took this from you, you won't feel sad.
Huh?
Would you feel sad if I took this from you?
You care if he takes that?
Yeah.
Okay. And if I took your soldier, which one do you feel more sad about?
Soldier.
Yes. Because it's the one you like the most. And what does Nina like the most?
Princess.
Princess.
Princess?
You like princess dress, don't you?
Princess dress. So, Ryan, if you take the princess dress away from her, will she cry?
Yes.
Yes.
So much.
And why will she cry when you take the princess dress away?
Because Nina likes it.
Because she likes it so much. So what we like most makes us cry the most.
Yes.
Good.
Very good. What's the story of karma, Ryan?
I forgot.
So, if you do good karma, what happens in the future?
Bad things happen.
No, that's if you do bad karma. If you do good karma, what happens in the future?
Good things happen.
Yes.
Do you like to try to do good? I do sometimes.
Ryan, if someone gave you some soldiers, does this mean you did something good before?
Yes.
That's right.
I have a question about Loba. Could you tell me about Loba? Because I think it's very difficult to realize.
Realize, you mean when there is Loba? Or what Loba is?
Seeing, hearing, after the hearing, have Loba, but we cannot realize it. Yes,
because
it's gone.
It's too subtle after seeing and hearing the asava that is not known. But like now, when it's, we like to have the drink, or it's Loba arising, so some Loba, the gross Loba, can be understood, but not the subtle Loba. And if you try to find it, or trying to catch it, or trying to be aware of it, then it's just clinging with the idea of self that would like to be aware of Loba.
Would you like to realize Loba after hearing or seeing?
Yes, it's Loba, I know, but
then you know Loba there.
Yes.
That's the Loba that can be known.
Yeah.
Why would you like to be aware of Loba?
I want more understanding.
I'll tell you a little story. This is a story with Jonathan features. So when I was first interested in Dharma, this type of Dharma, you know, I was talking about things like aversion and Lopa, like you, how we should be aware of those. And Jonathan said, but also it's the seeing and the hearing and the sound and so on that are just as real that have to be known as well. Because a lot of people, when they're interested in Dharma, they're very interested in somehow reducing aversion, reducing anger, reducing all the defilements, but that's not really, you know, that can take you on a subtle wrong path, because you're sort of trying to improve yourself rather than trying to understand whatever's appearing now. So I think that's, I found that quite useful to bring out, yeah.
I'm hearing some talks from Ajahn, and in this talk she talks a lot about when you try when you're trying to reduce lobha or to reduce akusala and increase kusala, then you can never know your accumulations. That's what she says. I believe that when she means knowing your accumulation, what she means in a more conventional term is knowing yourself, right?
You just mentioned about understand yourself.
Understand? Yes. Well, Ajahn says that when one is trying to do something, which usually is in the case of what we do would be like trying to have more understanding or less lobha or just have more kusala and less akusala, right? She says that when one is doing that, one cannot have the chance to know one's own accumulations.
I think she means also that one is not aware of the trying because one is focused on finding those things to be aware of or being aware of those things, so one is ignorant of the fact that there's the trying involved, and that's the true accumulation at that moment.
In that case, it would be that one is not aware of our accumulation of lobha, for example, or of any akusala, right?
And the point is that while it's my lobha, my dosa, there's no understanding of Dhamma at all, so there will never be any reduction of lobha or dosa because it's my lobha, my dosa. So only by understanding Dhamma as Dhamma can there actually be any understanding. So when we have the idea of trying to be aware of lobha or wanting to have understanding of that subtle lobha, it's my lobha. So it's not understanding of Dhamma, Sanatha.
So that's the key. That anatta has to be the key of everything in Buddhism. Yeah. Anything else is not really Buddhism. It's some subtle path. It might be good, but if it's not centered around anatta, it's not really the Dhamma.
And this is actually the answer to your question you brought up on Saturday about when you go, for example, to the vihara or the meditation center and help your friends. Actually, it comes back to understanding of Dhamma as Dhamma anytime. Because if we try to work out in this situation or that situation, whether there are kusala or akusala, cheetahs is just thinking about the situation, but what about now? It's just different dharmas, so no one can tell you don't go or go, but understanding can develop that actually there are just dharmas. No one can make anything happen. No one can stop lobha from arising. Otherwise it's just all more clinging to oneself.
It's my turn, Daddy.
Yep.
Why children sometimes sigh?
Why children are sometimes shy? That's a good question. That's a very good question. That's very present moment, isn't it, Ray?
Yes.
What do you think? That's a hard question, actually.
Yeah. What do you think the answer is, Ryan? Why do you think some children are shy and some children not shy?
He said, why are children sometimes shy?
Sometimes shy, like now. Yes. Why do you sometimes, for example, you may feel shy and sometimes not shy? Is Ryan the same at every moment, or is Ryan changing at each moment?
Yes, I'm changing.
Changing. So sometimes it's shy one, and sometimes it's happy one, and sometimes it's sad one.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's one with attachment. So actually, what we think is Ryan is changing at each moment. Is that right?
Yes.
Never the same. Yes. So from morning to night, a different Ryan at each moment.
sometimes good rhymes, sometimes naughty rhymes, sometimes happy rhymes, sometimes sad rhymes, sometimes seeing rhyme, sometimes hearing rhyme. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. So actually, we can say no lasting rhyme, because just moments of seeing and hearing and happy and sad and shy and not shy.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Lesson one on another.
And Brian, also older people feel shy, no?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, I think.
Okay, thank you, Brian. That was really good.
Okay.
Be my soldier.
Okay, yeah, we'll see you.
Bye, Nina.
Soldier time. You enjoy the soldiers, and then when you come back, you can ask another question.
Yes, I'm going to clean up my soldier. I think that was a great question.
Yeah.
Because he's not shy, that's the thing. But he's probably thinking about himself, like, why am I shy right now?
Because he felt shy when he
Yes.
And Roxanne, because I know that you may have to leave early, do you have any questions or topics you'd like to bring up?
No.
Not
there. She was saying her favourite book is that Concepts in Reality, which is pretty good deep dharma in my opinion, right? Yeah, so it's a good sign. Why do you like that?
I feel like it really... I feel like I don't know where to start. A lot of the times I don't know. There's so much to Dharma that I don't know where to start. And even with, what is it, the daily... Abhidharma and daily love. That one even just, it's too much for me, even though that, you know, is meant to be quite informative. But when I go back to realities and concepts, because that's what Khunsa Jin always brings... Whenever I ask a question, she'll always go back to, you know, what is real. And so I feel like that always helps me. It's easier for me to, concentrate. Or,
I don't think it's because it's easier. I think it's the more sensible. If you don't know the distinction between reality and concept, then you cannot go.
Right, so when I read anything else, it just doesn't... I don't know how to explain, but I don't feel like I can even grasp anything that I'm reading. But that one is, I like reading that.
It's good if there's something that you can relate to when you read it and don't have to feel you need to read other things. No?
I'd like to hear more about the factor and pachaya, what difference between the factor
Yes,
very difficult points.
So jhana has two meanings. One meaning, japana refers to burning. So the jhana, moments of jhana or the development of samatha leading to jhana, those kusala factors, the vitaka, the vichara, the piti, the sukha, the ekagata, they burn kilesa. So this is the meaning of burning. And another meaning of jhana is upanijhana, which means close contemplation. They're from different roots. And when we're talking about jhananga, jhana factors, it can refer either to those factors that develop with samatha bhavana leading to jhana, or it can refer to jhana pachya. So when we're referring to jhana pachya, it's referring to seven factors, which are vitaka, vichara, somanasa, domanasa, ekagata, and upekka. And the second meaning of close contemplation or upanijhana is referred to, for example, whenever vitaka arises. So when we're talking about vitaka, which arises at moments of birth, with moments of patisandhi citta or other vipaka cittas, but not at moments of seeing or hearing, nothing is burnt, but it's referring to the close contemplation. So actually, jhana pachya is operating now, this moment of kusala, this moment of akusala, different moments of vipaka arise because of jhana pachya, because of factors like vitaka and ekagata, closely contemplating the object. It doesn't mean thinking, but it's just the function of those factors to condition the citta and citta seekers at this moment by jhana pachya. So it's really a very different topic from when we're talking about the development of samatha leading to mundane jhana. So that's why even domanasa is a jhana pachya and somanasa is a jhana pachya. So when they arise, they burn their opposites.
Like even a domanasa in burning the...
When domanasa arises, it burns kusala, it burns pleasant feeling. It has the opposite effect. Because I think when we're talking about jhana pachya, both those meanings apply. The meaning of burning and the meaning of close contemplation, depending, like if we're talking about vipaka cittas, like at birth, there's no burning, but the factors like vitaka and ekagata, which arise at those moments, closely contemplating. But it is a very difficult topic. But I think the main thing is to understand that when talking about jhana pachya, it's quite different from talking about mundane jhana. And that's why domanasa is a jhana factor. But of course it's not
a jhana factor?
Jhananga. Jhananga, the word jhananga, is the same word that is used. It means jhana factor. So, I know. So both are referred to as jhana factor. So when mundane jhana arises, it's accompanied by jhanangas, jhananga, jhana factors. But when we're talking about jhana pachya, it's also referring to jhana factors. So exactly the same word is used in Pali. Mm-hmm. So we give the same translation, but we have to understand the context, whether it's talking about jhana pachya or whether it's talking about mundane jhana. So that's why in this second context I always say jhana pachya.
Yeah, so what you're saying is that
yes,
there are in a particular classification only so many jhana factors general, but at during certain cittas, for example when domanasa arises, the domanasa, though otherwise, is not considered jhana factor. When it is working as jhana pachaya, it's also considered jhana factor.
I think you're trying to make them the same, but these are like two different subjects. So jhana pachaya is operating at every single... Citta is conditioned by jhana pachaya at every single moment in life, except for the dvi pancha vinyana cittas. Mm. So every other moment, kusala, right, akusala, vipaka, kriya.
Right.
So it's operating by jhana pachya. Whereas the development of samatha leading to mundane jhana, those jhana pachyas which lead to the attainment of jhana are just arising at very specific moments. So it's very narrow, if you like, in meaning, whereas jhana pachya is very broad in meaning. So, for example, if we're talking about the factors leading to jhana, the vitaka is referring to kusala vitaka with understanding of that object of samatha that leads to jhana. Whereas when we're talking about jhana pachya, then any vitaka, whenever it arises, it is jhana pachya, conditioning the citta and other citta seekers. And the same with ekagata, for example. And the reason why, when we're talking about jhana pachya, it is somanasa, because it cannot arise at moments of bodily consciousness. So it's always Somanasa, yes. There was quite a bit of confusion and misunderstanding the first day it came out. It's a bit like if one talks about magapache, it can refer to akusala factors. So it doesn't mean it's the same as the factors leading to magacitta, like wrong understanding is magapachya. But then
it's not a factor, then it's akusala.
Exactly, but it's still magapachya. So akusala ekagata is jhanapachya, and it is jhananga, because it is jhanapachya, but it's not the jhananga, the jhana factor that develops with samatha leading to jhana. Talking about pachyas is different from talking about mundane jhana or enlightenment. If we're talking about magapachya or jhanapachya, it's different.
As I understand it, when we're talking about jhana, when samatha has developed to the level of jhana, the jhana factors in that context are mental factors that play a significant role in the development to jhana, and they are also superseded as the jhanas progress. The danger of them is seen by panya, so they have this particular role in the development of jhana. In the case of jhanapachya, jhanapachya refers, as Sarah said, to every moment of life except the five sense door consciousnesses. So it's just describing a particular relationship that applies from moment to moment in life.
No, I mean, before this discussion on Saturday, what I understood was those jhana factors that arise in the development of samatha also arise at other times, but they are just those same chetasikas, same harmony.
Well, yes, they are. They have the same name, they're right, the same chetasika, yeah. But they're not all the same, because in jhanapachya, for example, there is gomanasa.
That's what I just came to know.
Yeah.
And it's different because in the first case, somanasa is kusala somanasa with understanding that is leading to jhana, whereas somanasa as jhanapachya is any somanasa, kusala or akusala, like at moments of attachment. Somanasa is jhanapachya also. So Hoon, what is real now?
I don't understand what you say, but I noticed jhanapachya, but I'm not sure what I'm listening. Yes.
So
is that jhanapachya or always arise? Not always.
Almost always. So,
almost.
Like even now, thinking and being confused, for example, even at the moment of thinking now and being confused, there is vitaka, there is ekagata, there is domanasa at those moments. So, even at this very moment, the citta now, the other chetasikas are conditioned by those factors, that's all. So actually it doesn't matter what it's called, but it's just to show that even at this moment those factors are having their effect. At the moment of thinking and being confused, vitaka and ekagata are contemplating or focused on the object at that moment of thinking, without vitaka and ekagata closely contemplating that, those concepts, those ideas, then no confusion. So vitaka is very important. It depends on vitaka, what is thought about at this moment.
It's very clear about,
right.
Yeah, Gwen,
because
Sarah.
The factors for, yes, jhana refer to kusala moments.
Yes, but
for jhanapachya,
yeah, yes,
it doesn't refer just to,
yes,
kusala moments.
Yeah.
It refers to
all
moments. Other than the five sense door consciousness.
Yes.
think there's a lot of misunderstanding, like, for example, a lot of things I see written about Janapachya is not right. Like often, instead of saying ekagata, they say samadhi as a factor. But this isn't right, because samadhi is referred to as developed kusala or akusala. But actually, even at the moment of sampaticcana, sankirana, bhavangacittas, ekagata is jhanapachya, so it's not right to call it samadhi. So I think like the idea Sukhi and had is very common, and it's partly because there's a lot of misunderstanding. I think for me it has been maybe the hardest pachya to understand, mainly because so much that is said about it is not correct. So one has to actually go back and check the Pali and check the details.
Yes.
And one of the other topics you wanted to ask about?
Because we listened to the Thai discussion, but I didn't understand all. But when PL asked about the danger of samsara, so we just think about when we travel together in Europe, we just where the beautiful scenes, everything we like it, but we forget all about the Dhamma. So I think at that moment, as we also build the samsara longer and longer, it's an idea.
And the wanting just leads to more and more want. Yes. One wants more soldiers and more soldiers. Yeah. And one doesn't realize that it's all the wanting that causes all the difficulties and disturbances and that.
But I think there have to be long periods when there isn't any thinking about the Dhamma. And of course we also say if one doesn't go for a holiday and get lost in the sightseeing, is there going to be kusala citta? You're staying at home anyway.
Yeah.
So I would say it's not something to be worried about. For the person who has developed understanding sufficiently, if they went on a sightseeing holiday, they would still be understanding the same as in a normal daily life situation. The answer is develop more understanding.
And I think what we were talking about the other day, which you said you'd listened to and found so interesting, was the different kinds of dukkha. So everyone knows about the unpleasant feeling and the feeling bored or the painful, the dukkha. And Ajahn was talking at some length about the second kind of dukkha, viparinama dukkha, which is sukha, wanting more and more pleasant things, always searching, always craving for more and more, want and looking for the pleasant feeling, not understanding that this is dukkha, because each of those moments of pleasant feeling, it just lasts an instant and it's gone. So keep searching for more and more of what is so impermanent and so very unsatisfactory. So this is the second kind, and she was stressing that if there's not understanding of such pleasant feeling and searching, there won't be understanding of the deep meaning of dukkha, the second noble truth, the unsatisfactoriness and the danger of whatever is conditioned. So when we talk about seeing the danger of life in samsara, it's the danger of each reality now, each moment of curiosity, each moment of seeing, each moment of hearing, each moment of panya that arises and falls away instantly. So for the wise, they see the danger of rebirth, because it's just more and more clinging to what is unsatisfactory and dangerous.
And probably not only dukkha, first noble truth, it should consider the second noble truth also, the cause of dukkha. Because often we end up not wanting to have lopa. That's also
I just say I'm not wanting to have.
Generally, there are many different ideas of practice, and they're all equally wrong.
Can you give some examples? Jonathan, I wasn't quite following you.
Well, I'm thinking, for example, when at the holy places, one sees people prostrating as they go along, and obviously think the more prostrations they do, the more meritorious it is, or I don't know, they think more understanding or whatever they're thinking, but it's obviously a kind of wrong practice, for one thing, turning the prayer wheels, all sorts of things. I understand in Thailand is particularly the issue of meditation centers, but generally it's just an example of wrong practice.
Jonathan, would you say that any moment of trying to understand is wrong practice?
It seems to me it has to be wrong practice.
Do you have anything else?
I also just want to confirm that jhana pachayas arise every moment, not just any specific thinking or moment.
We can't see jhana pachayas arise, the condition that citta and cetasikas at every moment except for the moments of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting and touching, but every other citta in life is conditioned
including
by jhana pachayas, including birth consciousness and bhavanga cittas. Yes.
Sarah said, so we don't say it arises, but it applies. It has effect. It's having effect. To add something to your last question, trying to have any kind of gusla is an idea of wrong practice.
So it says under jhana pachayas in the Patana, at the moment of rebirth linking, resultant indeterminate jhana factors for a condition as jhana condition for associated dharmas and for rupas originated by them at that moment of rebirth. And the jhana factors are seven, vitaka, da-da-da-da, ekagata. Though upeka, sukha and dukkha are found in the two groups of fivefold sense consciousness, they are not reckoned as jhana factors because these groups of consciousness are mere encounters with the object and lack the aspect of close contemplation, the upanijana. So it implies that at any other moment there is that upanijana, close contemplation. And before I studied this, I thought upanijana was only referring to development of samatha and vipassana, but actually even at moments of vipaka. And under magapachya, this condition applies to all cittas, excluding the rootless ones, the ahetuka cittas, so not just seeing, hearing, but all ahetuka cittas. And here the path factors, the magapachya, are 12 factors: right understanding, right vitaka, right speech, right action, right livelihood, virya, sati, samadhi, wrong view, wrong speech, wrong action, wrong livelihood. So the vitaka and virya can be right or wrong. So they condition all cittas, excluding the ahetuka ones. So when we read about jhana pachya, magga pachya, it's better not to think of jhana and enlightenment yet. Otherwise we'll get confused.